The first national poll taken by telephone after last Thursday's presidential debate is showing gains for Democratic challenger John Kerry. The Newsweek poll shows Kerry at 47%, President Bush at 45%, and independent Ralph Nader at 2%. With a margin of error that amounts to a statistical tie. In the same poll, taken shortly after the Republican convention, Mr. Bush commanded an 11-point lead over his challenger. Joining us to talk about the politics of the week is Doyle McManus, Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times. Hi, Doyle. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Sheila.
So it's easy to read too much into poll numbers, but this seems to confirm the general feeling that John Kerry's debate performance helped his campaign substantially. President's camp say they expect the race to tighten and that they're not worried. Should they be?
Well, if anyone in the president's campaign is telling you they're not worried, that's what we call spin in Washington. They are concerned. This is not where they wanted to be. Remember where we were a week ago. John Kerry was still largely on the defensive. The president's people could look at that first debate and say, this is the one where we could put this race away. And that didn't happen. Instead, what happened was not that the dynamics turned around. You know, you're right. We shouldn't read too much literally into the numbers on the first poll. But what clearly happened was that Senator Kerry, who's had a hard time finding the space, finding the time to present his ideas to the electorate unfiltered because of the very effective avalanche of criticism from the Republican side, Kerry finally got some space to do that. Kerry got some oxygen. So I think that does change it into an open race. The other thing to watch here, you know, the cliche has been kicked around a lot that John Kerry is a good closer, that he gets better as the campaign gets later. Well, the last time around in 2000, George W. Bush turned out to be actually not a very good closer. He went into the last couple of weeks of that campaign with a substantial lead over Al Gore, and it eroded away. So we actually do now have an open race, and I think the Bush people have good reason to be worried.
Let's talk for just a little bit about the cutaway television shots, those shots that showed the president's reactions to various Kerry statements, a lot of grimaces and scowls. Is this the equivalent of Al Gore's size during the 2000 debates?
In a way it is, because, you know, part of the contest here is which one of these people is likable? Which one of these people can you think about looking at for the next 4 years as your president? And up until now, George W. Bush has always clearly been the more likable of the two candidates, running away. Well, he looked so uncomfortable, so unhappy, so grumpy that he didn't really look very likable. It may just have been he was out of practice. He hasn't really faced a hostile debater for 4 years. The last big debate he had was with Al Gore, but it was kind of hard to love him as he scowled into the camera.
And then coming out of the debate, they were both very aggressive in their style at campaign rallies after the debate. How nasty are things likely to get?
Well, I don't know if they're going to be nasty. They've been plenty nasty so far. We had a pretty nasty summer and fall in this campaign. I think things are going to continue to get sharper because what you've seen here is both campaigns have now focused on what the key arguments are going to be. And, of course, one thing we are now seeing is Senator Kerry is a more concise campaigner than he used to be. You know, that little box with the red and the yellow and the green lights did him a lot of good. He probably ought to carry that around with him on the stump. And the other issue here is that the undecided vote out there is really very small. Just about all the polls show that at about 6% among registered voters. So that means they've got to hammer at each other. There isn't a lot of time left to be statesmanlike.
And speaking of time left, the next debate is set for Friday, a town hall format. What should we be expecting?
I think that town hall debate is going to be fascinating. The candidates are going to be taking questions from voters. Look, if last week's debate, which was a quite high-minded debate about foreign policy, was what you might call a left-brain debate, it was for policy wonks. This debate is a right-brain debate. This debate is, how can these candidates, how well do they connect with the regular folks in front of them? Now, that is something that George W. Bush has always done pretty well. And the stereotype against Senator Kerry is, well, he's stiff, he's a patrician, he can't connect with regular people. This gives him a shot at erasing some of that stereotype.
And then there's a vice presidential debate on Tuesday. Well, are you expecting fireworks there?
I am expecting fireworks. You know, it's tempting to say, well, a vice presidential debate is just an exhibition game, you know, that it isn't going to affect the outcome. Well, in a way, that's true. But remember, Dick Cheney and Senator Edwards are not really debating over who ought to be vice president. They're debating over which of their tickets, which of their presidential candidates ought to win. Cheney is a very skilled debater, of course, and known as a negative attacker. Will he soften his image and that stereotype? And Edwards, of course, the great trial lawyer. It's just going to be lots of fun to watch.
So the New York Times today has a lengthy article about the lead up to the Iraq War. Were you surprised at what they found?
What the New York Times did was they went back over the evidence on the famous aluminum tubes that the administration had said were evidence that Iraq was developing a nuclear program, and showed in a more detailed way than had been done before that that evidence was weak. You know, it isn't a new issue, but it is striking how that very old issue, the question of whether we went to war in Iraq on bad premises, that is still a headache for the administration. It still counts in this election.
Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for coming in, Doyle.
Thank you, Sheila.